the parish raffle this past year, and it made $32,000. So,
wow.
I think they were just being kind and trying to help the parish. But I like to think it's because of the quality of my work. But it's
probably, Mastercraft.
Yeah, it's probably not at all. But so it's a little hobby. And I can say, as part of that hobby, I've designed nativities for several churches in the diocese as a result. But it's kind of a weird hobby. But skiing, yeah, that's my fun hobby.
Cool.
And tennis too, but I used to coach tennis. I love tennis, but it's probably been a little bit too long since I played, so I'd lose really badly. But it's fun nonetheless.
Well, way to show me up, Father Andrew.
Well,
thank you.
You know. Listen.
Or you don't want to see me ski.
Listen to those classical records. Sounds like lots of fun.
I also like going to the beach. I forgot to mention that.
Oh my goodness.
I like being
I'm of Irish ancestry. We don't go to the beach because we get sunburned. But Father Ryan is that, I don't know, French or
I'm French. Yeah,
he's French. He tans, so it's no problem. Right. But I'm afraid of the sun. It burns me to crisp.
All right. And on a more serious note, what are the most important parts of your job?
I would say the most important part of our job as priests is to offer the Mass, because that is, of course, the primary reason why a priest exists, is to celebrate the Mass, and also to give the other sacraments. So I would also say the most important thing a priest can do is to be present to someone who is in the process of dying and passing from this world to the next, and to be able to give them the sacraments, which is how they receive God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy.
Thank you.
I think that was a good answer, Father Ryan. That's a good... Well, and, you know, I certainly agree with everything Father Ryan has said, and you know, I don't know that I can add more to that. I would say, though, you know, with all of that, I think one of the important parts, too, is with the sacraments and with Mass and all the rest, is just to bring people in faith together and to just help people to see that God's real and that He's at work and that He's present in life. And, you know, sometimes I think the most simple things it can kind of get lost on us in life's busy. I don't know if life's busy for you, Father Ryan, but life's busy. I know life's probably busy for you with all that work at St. Thomas Aquinas, all the homework, all the things, and you know, sometimes it's I think too important just to kind of for us to remind each other and you know, of God's work, God's presence, and you know, sometimes
that perspective.
I always say, like, the example I always say is, like, in life you need a good friend. And a good friend is always what tells you what you need to hear, even if you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And I think in that way, you know, in faith, too, like, sometimes we need to be reminded ourselves. At least I do. You know, and sometimes we just get wrapped up into everything. It's the reason I don't know what your favorite scripture passage is, but one of mine is the passage of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Because after the resurrection, and they're so worried with, you know, what's happened, they... You know, everything's just racing through their mind. They don't even notice that Jesus, the risen Christ, is literally walking on the road to Emmaus next to them. And they're just so wrapped up in everything, they don't even notice. And I always feel like sometimes that's us in life. And so, I don't know why I just told you my it's probably too much caffeine as I'm drinking my coffee here, but there it is.
Well, that's a great answer. Yep.
Nice, thank you. And now that we've gone through the most important parts of your job, what would you say the hardest parts of your job, but why are they still worth it?
I would say one of the more difficult parts of being a priest is, I guess we could call it the emotional roller coaster that you sometimes go on, because you have to encounter people at different moments in their lives. You will encounter people at the happiest moments of their lives.
Yes.
You know, when they're getting married, when they're baptizing their children. But also, it can also be tough to encounter people at their saddest moments of their lives, when they have to bury a loved one or say goodbye to someone, or when they're going through some sort of suffering. So that can be a challenge to kind of navigate through those different emotions that you experience in the people that you serve. But it's all worth it, because in every moment of someone's life, the happy moments, the sad moments, and everything in between, we're there to bring God into those moments as a priest.
Yeah,
and so it's all worth it.
That God is in our suffering and God is in our joy. And
That's exactly right. And as a priest, it's a privilege to be the one to often remind people that God is with them and to bring God to them, especially in the sacraments or in praying with them. So that makes it all worth it.
Thank you.
I think I would say the most difficult part certainly is being on a podcast with a priest from a neighboring parish. That's very difficult. But aside from that, I think it would be just finding balance for all things. I don't know. I just think sometimes there's so much that needs to be done and so much that's important. And it's just figuring out not only how to balance to get everything done, because that can be very difficult, and to try to do it well, but also making sure to find time for, you know, prayer, finding time for, you know, leisure, relaxing, visiting friends, all kind of the things of life. And I think sometimes just finding that balance of, you know, all the things that are important, make sure nothing gets crowded out. I'd say that's probably the hardest, for me, the hardest part. Hmm. Other than being on the podcast with Father Ryan, that's difficult too.
Thank you. And kind of on a less opinional, but to share with our audience, what do you think are some of the most common misconceptions about the faith and that you would like to clear up here?
Oh, I'll jump in first on this one. I think that probably one of the biggest misconceptions about faith today is that faith is somehow anti-science. The history, I mean, some of the greatest scientists in the history of the world were people of faith. I always say the largest or second largest telescope in the world is owned by the Vatican. We believe as a faith in truth. And so we're not afraid of science. In fact, we believe that science helps us to understand the world. And I actually think, you know, on a real level, the more you look and come to understand the world, not both the physical world that we're in, you know, on Earth, but also if you look at the cosmos, you look at the stars, you look at even the smallest molecular structure of, you know, the human person, the human cell, whatever it may be, you start to see the order to creation, the reality that, you know, creation is not, the world and the universe isn't some random chaos.
Yeah.
There's a profound order to it. And the more you look at that, that doesn't point to a purposeless existence of randomness, but actually a profound and real design. And I think it's very unfortunate that, particularly in our American culture, somehow there's this suggestion that, at least for in the Catholic faith, especially that faith is apart from science. In fact, if you go to Europe, the European understanding where the Catholic Church has a much longer history is very much understood that, you know, the academies of science, all of those places, work in conjunction. In fact, until rather recently, the queen of the sciences in the different disciplines of science, the queen of the sciences has always been theology, which is interesting, but that people don't even think of it in that terms. But that's part of, that's a largely American, mm-hmm, too, construct that looks and applies all, when it looks to faith, it looks to other faiths and other approaches to faith, which are distinct, are very different from our understanding. And listen, we're not afraid of the truth. I mean, that it's faith and reason, which obviously all the St. Thomas, I hope you guys... I know you guys learn about those things, and that faith and reason are what we seek. So we're not afraid of reason at all. We're not afraid of science. In fact, I say the more science, the more we come to understand, and it points to God. So bring on science. That's what and faith. They go tandem.
Yeah, it was actually this interesting